This story was originally created by a woman named Nancy Schimmel. I learned it by hearing someone else tell it, and then I adapted it to make my own version. I retell the story, The Three Princes Riding, with the kind permission of Nancy Schimmel. The story goes like this. Once upon a time in fairy tale land, there was a problem. And the problem was, nothing was happening. Normally, there are witches out in the forests building gingerbread houses to ensnare unwary children. But all the witches were up in the mountains having a party. Normally, there are dragons running through fairy tale land, burning things up. But all the dragons were hibernating. Normally, in fairy tale land, there are magicians putting spells on people. But all the magicians up in their tower, learning new spells. Normally, there are princesses, beautiful, frail princesses, who need to be rescued. And all of those princesses were of marriageable age. But all the princesses of marriageable age were already married. The rest of the princesses were 2 years old. This caused a problem. The problem was there was nothing to do. But every king still had three sons. Normally, the first son, the oldest one, goes charging off. Brum, 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 brum. He gets smashed. He loses everything. Sometimes he never comes back. And if he does come back, he's a failure. Then the second son, he goes off. Brum, brum, brum. He gets smashed. And he never comes back. Or if he does come back, he's been a failure too. But the third son, he rides out and gets everything. He gets the bride. He saves the kingdom. He finds the gold. He does everything. But if there's nothing to do, none of the princes ever leave home. They just stay there. And one king who had three sons had a big problem. His sons were all grown up and fighting all around the castle. Ha, 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 give me that, that's mine. Ha. They were fighting, fighting and fighting and fighting. And finally the king said, that's it. The three of you need to go out and do something with your lives. You cannot stay here forever. And the princes said, well, father, what do you expect us to do? You raised us to be handsome, and we are handsome. You raised us to be charming, and we are charming. You raised us to be strong, and we are strong. But we can't really do anything with those skills. I mean, what are we supposed to do? You didn't prepare us for the world. The king said, you know, you're right, I didn't. But I'm going to fix that. I'm going to hire in teachers from all over the world to come in here and teach you something to do, and then I want you to get out. The princes agreed, and tutors from all over the kingdom began pouring into the castle. After 1 year, the eldest son stood up and said, father, I know what I want to do. And the king said, well, what do you want to do? And he said, I want to go out in the world and become a great politician and a storyteller. Because everyone in fairy tale land has to become a storyteller. It's the law. And the king said, well, here is my fastest horse. Off you go. And that young man vaulted into the saddle and began going down the road as fast as he could on that very, very fast horse. He was riding so fast and so hard, he almost knocked somebody down who was standing in the middle of the road. He stopped and looked. Standing in the middle of the road was an old woman with a goat. He said, what are you doing in the middle of the road? And she said, sir, when I was young, I milked this goat and I sold the milk at marketplace. But now I have grown old. My back is sore and tired. And my hands are weak. I can't even milk this goat for my own lunch. Can you help me? He said, don't you know who I am? I am a prince. I'm going out in the world to become a great politician and a storyteller. I don't have time for this. He went around the old woman and went down the road. He was going so fast and so hard, he almost ran a second person down. He stopped and looked. Standing there in the middle of the road was a young woman with a squirming baby. He said, "What are you doing in the middle of the road?" She said, "Sir, this baby is not mine, but I'm being forced to take care of it. Can you help me? I don't need to beg or anything. I have some money, but I need a ride to the nearest town so I can buy some milk for this baby." He said, "Don't you know who I am? I am a prince. I'm going out in the world to become a great politician and a storyteller. I don't have time for this." He went around the young woman and went down the road. He was going so fast and so hard, he almost ran another person down. He was so angry, he looked, and there, standing in the road, was an old man with an axe on his shoulder. And the prince said, "What are you doing in the middle of the road? What is wrong with everybody?" And the old man said, "Sir, when I was young, I used this axe to cut wood in these trees, and I was a woodsman. But now I have grown old, and my back is sore and tired, my arms sore and tired. I can't even cut wood for my own fire tonight. I might freeze to death. Can you help me?" The prince just looked at him. He said, "Don't you people know who I am? I am a prince! I'm going out in the world to become a great politician and a storyteller. I don't have time for any of this." And he went around the old man and went down the road. A year later, the second son stood up and he said, "Father, I know what I want to do." And the king said, "Well, what do you want to do?" And he said, "I want to go out in the world and become a great teacher and a storyteller." The king said, "Well, I don't have my fastest horse. Here is my second fastest." And the young man said, "Thank you, father." And he vaulted into the saddle and went on down the road on the second fastest horse. He saw the same old woman with the goat, the same young woman with the baby, the same old man with the axe. And when they asked for help, he told them all the same thing. "Don't you know who I am? I am a prince. I'm going out into the world to become a great teacher and a storyteller. I don't have time for any of this." And he rode off. Now a year passed, and the youngest son did not go and see his father. And another year passed, and still the youngest son did not go see his father. And as sometimes happens, if you do not go looking for your parents, they will come looking for you. The king went to find his youngest son. He said, Well, you've been studying longer than your other brothers put together. What do you want to do?" And the youngest son said, "I have no idea." He said, "I did this kind of general studies kind of thing, and I just don't know what I want to do. Maybe I need to go out and find myself." And the king said, "If you don't know where you're going, and you don't know what you want to do, you don't need a fast horse." And he gave his youngest son an old broken-down nag from the stables. That young prince looked at that horse and realized he was not going to be going anywhere very fast. He went into the kitchen, fixed himself a sandwich, and got some fruit, put it in a little satchel, and went out and got on this old horse. And he went on down the road. Cleep, clop, cleep, clop, cleep, clop, cleep, clop. He saw that old woman with that goat well before he got up there. He stopped. He said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "Young man, when I was young, I milked this goat and sold the milk at market. But now my back is sore, my hands are tired. I can't even milk this goat for my own lunch. Can you help me?" He said, "Sure, I'm not going anywhere, hold on." Got off his horse, he took the bucket, he put it underneath the goat, and he milked the goat. Squish, 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 squish. He turned around, and the woman was gone. What? She wasn't anywhere to be seen. So he sat down, opened up his satchel, ate his lunch, and drank the milk. He put the bucket on the pommel of his saddle, got a rope out of one of his saddlebags, tied it to the goat, tied the other end to his saddle, got back on the horse, and went down the road. He saw that young woman with that baby well before he got up there. He stopped. He said, "Can I help you?" She said, "Sir, this baby is not mine, but I am being forced to take care of it. Can you help me? I don't need to beg. I just need a ride to the nearest town so I can buy some milk for this baby." He said, "We don't have to go to the nearest town. I got a goat full of milk right here. Hold on a second." He got off his horse. He took the bucket. He put it up underneath that goat. He milked the goat. Quatsch, 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 quatsch. He turned around. The young woman was gone. The baby was not. He picked up the baby, gave it some milk. He burped it. But got back on his horse. He was very confused as he went down the road. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. He saw that old man with that axe way before he got up there. He stopped, being careful not to jostle the baby. He said, "Can I help you?" The old man said, "Son, when I was young, I cut wood in these trees, and I was a woodsman. But now my back is sore, my arms are tired. I can't even cut wood for myself. I might freeze to death tonight. Can you help me?" And the young prince thought about it. He thought to himself, "I have a goat and a baby. I think maybe I need a job." He got off the horse, put the baby down away from the old man, picked up that axe. Cut down a tree, turned around. The old man was still there. The old man led that prince into the forest, and that prince built himself a house. He built himself a cradle for that baby. He made pasture for that horse. He made a pen for that goat. He got married. He had himself a whole mess of kids, and he became a woodsman and a hunter right there in the forest. And one day, he heard that one of his favorite clients was not feeling very well. She was a little old lady who lived off in the forest all by herself. He decided he'd better go check on her, make sure she was doing all right. He put his skinning knife and his axe on his belt, and he went through the forest to her house. And as he got closer, he became concerned something was wrong. He heard all this yelling and banging and screaming, and that certainly was not a very good thing to be hearing coming out of some old woman's house. He went up there, opened up the curtains, and looked in the window. And you'll just never guess what he saw. He saw a wolf chasing a little girl in a red cape around a table. Well, I don't know what version of this story you know, but in the one I know, the hunter scares the wolf off, and Grandma's outside hiding behind the woodshed, and Little Red Riding Hood and the woodsman and Grandma sit down, and they have cookies and milk. The oldest son became a great politician, but he was so proud of himself for getting elected in the first place, and he was so impressed with how wonderful he was, he forgot about the people who voted for him, and they forgot about him. The second son became a great teacher, but he was so impressed with how smart he was and how wonderful he was to be so very, very smart. He forgot about his students, and they forgot about him. But the youngest son stopped and took part in the lives of all the people around him. In fact, he helped people who needed him. And all of us remember that third prince, because he is the woodsman in Little Red Riding Hood. Only you can decide how you are going to be remembered and how your story is going to be told. And that's the story of Three Princes Riding.